On the thought for today, we lift up the scriptures, commonly called the Bible. I'm Stefan Yah, and we're going to go with scriptures from the so-called New Testament, 2 Corinthians 5:15. I say so-called because it's not really that new. It's 2,000 years old. And the Old Testament, which we'll just call the older scriptures. The New Testament we'll call the newer scriptures, generally speaking anyway. But 2 Corinthians 5, and this is the bait. This is the bait here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. And that the Messiah died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. And we'll come back later to that fifth chapter. We're going to go back to chapter 3 of 2 Corinthians, verse 11. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remained is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we have great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remains the name, the same veil untaken away in the reading of the older scriptures, which veil is done away with in the Messiah. The veil is taken away when we are in the Messiah. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil was upon their face. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to Yahweh, the veil shall be taken away. Now Yahweh is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of Yahweh is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the esteem, the power of Yahweh, we are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, or image to, rather from esteem to esteem, power to power, even as by the Spirit of Yahweh. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 10 to 18, 10 to the end there, always bearing about in the body the dying of Yahusha, the Messiah. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Messiah, that the life also of Yahusha might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Messiah's sake, that the life also of Yahusha might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death works in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Father, knowing that he, the Father, which raised up Yahusha, the Messiah, he shall raise up us also by the Messiah, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant favor and grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the esteem and the power of Yahweh. For which cause we don't faint, we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of esteem, while we look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And then continuing in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, 5 verse 1 through 8. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Yahweh, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. If our earthly house, this tabernacle, were dissolved, we have the building by Yahweh. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Oh, that's real. That's the right bait. That is certainly the right bait. If so, that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. So we're clothed by him, by the Messiah. For we that are in this tabernacle groan, being burdened. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that has wrought us For the selfsame thing is Yahweh, who has also given us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from Yahweh. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with Yahweh. Of course, that was 2 Corinthians 5:8, and we know that by reading all the other scriptures that have to do with our death and resurrection. If we go to 1 Thessalonians 5, for example, we know that first the dead and Messiah shall rise, and then we which remain and are alive shall be gathered up together with him. must be something in my throat there. Maybe a frog having triplets. So we know that in the future, when he comes back, when the Messiah comes back in that second coming, that's the bait there, that he's, according to the book of the Revelation, the book of Daniel, and many other passages, Thessalonians, 2 Peter chapter 3, we know that we shall look forward to seeing the Messiah face to face. And that's our blessed hope. That's the bait that we want to have there. We are confident and willing to be absent from the body and to be present with Yahweh someday when he comes. And I think it's going to be soon. Most people think it's, you know, that it happened yesterday the way they had talked, but we know it didn't happen. But I still have the belief that we're coming on the end of the 7,000, or excuse me, at the end of the 6,000th year of the reign of man. The 7,000th year, the rest year, is coming up, and that'll be around the year 2030 or 2033, depending upon how a person reckons. So about 20 years from now, or less, something big could happen. Yeah, if it doesn't happen, that doesn't mean that that it isn't ever going to happen. It just means that our reckoning of the time in the future, that we were wrong about that. So 2 Corinthians 5:9, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Now here's verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Messiah, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of Yahweh, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto Yahweh. And I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. So I praise Yahweh that when we appear before the judgment seat of the Messiah, of Yahusha, that we shall have a clean slate. Thanks to the guidance of the Spirit of Yahweh, thanks to his death, burial, and resurrection, and thanks to his making righteousness in us, causing us to walk in his law and to be obedient. We'll talk about a little bit about that later, about obedience. But verse 16, wherefore henceforth know we no man, we don't know a man after the flesh, yea, though we have known the Messiah after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Messiah, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We're looking forward to a new life, and we can have new life just by receiving the Messiah into our lives, into our hearts, and by surrendering to him. And we go down in the watery grave of baptism or immersion. It says there in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, repent and be immersed in the name of Yahusha, Messiah. Of course, they use different names in different versions of the Bibles, but we understand here through our study that it's probably Yahusha. At least that's closer than the other names that we've studied so far. So be baptized and be immersed in the name of Yahusha, Messiah. And we're looking forward to paradise. The scriptures are the last instructions before we enter the throne room into the New Jerusalem, into paradise for all of eternity with Yahweh and Yahusha his son in heaven and in the heavens. And the scripture is the roadmap. Which scripture? Well, all of them, except where they have been clearly abrogated or done away with. Matthew 4:4 says that man is to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. That's Matthew 4:4, and also Luke 4, and about verse 4. In 10 of my best years ahead, what would I trade to enjoy heaven? But give up all else here? And in the 10 of my worst years ahead, what would I trade to enjoy heaven? But give up all else here just to be with the Savior. Well, I'm going to give up the 10 or the 20 of the best and the worst years of my life ahead, but that doesn't gain me any purchase in heaven. Just trusting in the Messiah and doing His will, that's what gets me into paradise, is trusting in the blood of Yahushua Messiah, trusting in His death, burial, and resurrection. See Acts 2:38, Mark 16, it'll come to me in a moment there, but it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of Yahweh, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in the Messiah, in Yahushua Messiah, unto good works. That's Ephesians 2:8-10, if you wanted to read all that. But the Messiah Himself said, commonly called Jesus there, we call Him Yahushua. Messiah said in Matthew 7:21, why do you call me Master, Master, and do not the things which I say? So let's go to Romans 2 and research on that theme a little bit more about the repentance here, because that's got to be our bait too. We are given the bait here to repent and turn from and have a change of heart, because the wages of sin is death, but the rewards of heaven is eternal life. That's also from Romans 6. So, okay, Romans 2, then, as I said, 2:3-8, and I'm reading from the Living Version. I might have to go back to the King James, because there's a great deal of some errors in here that were probably not deliberate, but the King James is the closest, is the most accurate there. So 2:3-8, that's 2:3-8. Do you think that Yahweh will judge and condemn others for doing them and overlook you? So that He will judge others for doing these bad works and overlook you when you do them too? Don't you realize how patient He is with you? Or don't you care? Can't you see that He has been waiting all this time without punishing you to give you time to turn from your sin? Oh, that's the real bait there. That's the right stuff. Don't you think He's giving you time to turn from your sin? His kindness is meant to lead you to repentance. But no, you won't listen. He says here to these Romans, no, you won't listen, and so you are saving up terrible punishment for yourselves because of your stubbornness and refusing to turn from your sin. For there is going to come a day of wrath when Yahweh will be the just judge of all the world. He will give each one whatever his deeds deserve. And once again, we're not saved by works. Salvation is through the Messiah only, through His work on the tree at Calvary when He died and shed His blood for our sins. But still, that doesn't mean that we give up everything else. We don't give up singing, and we don't give up obeying Him either. He will give eternal life to those who patiently do the will of Yahweh, seeking for the unseen glory and honor and eternal life that He offers. But He will terribly punish those who fight against the truth of Yahweh and walk in evil ways. Yahweh's anger will be poured out upon them. So I just want to repeat that first part. He'll give eternal life to those who patiently do the will of Yahweh, seeking for the unseen glory and honor and eternal life that He offers. The next reference is found also in Romans